ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión Naumann with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
There is ambition now, but we need a lot more action from government, a lot more commitment to rolling out the retrofitting for people's, help make people's homes warmer and have cleaner air, rolling out public transport, rolling out bike lanes and walking infrastructure, helping us all to retrofit, and getting off fossil fuels, getting money point off coal, getting as much renewables on solar and wind on the grid as possible. They're all quite big challenges. That this is not about individual small lifestyle changes, this is about systems change, so that government makes big decisions, we have to be okay with them as a society, and as a result, the less polluting option is either just happens as standard because we're not burning coal anymore in Money Point, or is accessible, affordable and appealing for everyone. So that it's not about your individual responsibility, it's about making it easy for all of us.
That's the voice of Oisín Coughlan, CEO of Friends of the Earth, a community at the heart of the growing movement for a world with zero pollution. Oisín told us about his day-to-day role and where we are as a country in the fight against climate change.
Oisín, what do Friends of the Earth do?
So we are a campaigning organisation that campaigns for sustainability, environmental, social and economic, and so for Ireland to do its fair share to tackle climate change and our fair share to tackle biodiversity loss. We know that nature's under pressure around the world because of human activities, especially in Ireland actually. So we work with our supporters to put as much pressure as possible on government to do Ireland's fair share.
And when did Friends of the Earth start? Can we bring you back to maybe the start of that and a bit of the history behind it?
Well, it's been around in Ireland for 50 years. We've been working primarily on climate change, and we campaigned for 14 years for the climate law that was passed 2 years ago. So we're really proud of that. And that's really forced the government to take climate action more seriously and to get to grips with the transition we need to make, what we describe it as the race to zero, getting to zero pollution as fast as possible to prevent climate breakdown and as fairly as possible to leave no one behind.
You guys had a big role recently in the grading of the government's climate promises. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about how that grading worked, what you were looking for, and the overall scenario from it?
Yes, I mean, campaigning is, at the end of the day, pretty simple. You get politicians to promise something by telling them that it's a good idea and by showing them people want it. And then when they make a promise, you try to hold them to account to actually deliver it. So the programme for government adopted 3 years ago was pretty good on climate and environment by comparison with anything that came before. Not perfect, but pretty good. So we've asked each year three academics, one from UCC, one from UCD and one from DCU, to like look at how the government is doing in delivering that. And they get some student researchers to gather all the information and talk to 80 different people. And then they compile all that information and the judges do a scorecard like the Leaving Cert. And they scored like 9 different things from climate to water, etc. And then they gave one overall grade. And so that was just released on Monday as a C+, up from a C last year, sort of like moderate progress. Basically, you know, a lot done, more to do. The government actually kind of released a statement to say, we're doing our best, here's what we're doing. So it really helps, you know, it's transparency, it's accountability, and it's pressure to keep the government focused on actually delivering these things that we all need them to do.
But do you think the progress is too slow to go from a C to a C plus? Would you ideally be looking even for a B minus?
Yeah, well, I mean, we need them to be, you know, pushing towards A. We need them to, our response was, look, we only have a year and a half or whatever it is of this government left. They're running out of time. They need to step up the action. They're kind of doing incremental change, but we need transformational change in terms of the pace.
And you obviously have a lot of experience in this field. One thing that perhaps people might be thinking is, well, the youth, they do have more of an interest in it now. Could you vouch for that? Is there more of an interest in tackling this climate crisis now than, let's say, even a decade ago with this next generation?
Absolutely. Thankfully, it isn't only young people. It's definitely young people, and I'll talk about that in a second. But the EPA did some research where they found that 36% of all Irish people are alarmed by climate change, and 48% more on top of that are concerned. And yes, absolutely, we've seen, you know, with the school strikes, the Greta Thunberg movement in 2019, that there's a lot of young people who are really worried about this. I think a lot of them don't know what to do next. And our advice is, you know, don't just be an individual, join with others and talk to your politicians. Your voice and your vote count. Make it clear to politicians. And this was really true in 2019. Politicians sat up and took notice when those young people took the streets. You know, we're going to have local elections next year, European elections, and after that, a general election. Everybody, not just young people, needs to like step up and speak up for climate, to look to politicians, local and national and say, and European, we want you to do this. We care about climate. We know it'll be a bit disruptive, but that's the best path available now.
Thank you so much for your time today, Oisin. I really appreciate it.
Great to talk to you.
Without pressure on government level from the likes of Friends of the Earth, our future will undoubtedly be jeopardised. Their goals, values and beliefs will be fundamental in tackling the climate crisis over the coming years.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.